The actual Old Testament lesson that was for today, I want to share parts of it with you. It comes from Isaiah chapter 61, and this is what it says, how fitting for a new year and a year of healing. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to all who mourn Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that they may be glorified. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and tend your flocks. Foreigners shall be plowmen and vine dressers. But you shall be called the priests of the Lord. They shall speak of you as the ministers of our God. So here we have this joyful reading from Isaiah talking about healing and the oil of gladness and being anointed. You know, it's very strange because anointing is something that maybe most Lutherans haven't done. It's very strange to us and maybe doesn't seem like, oh, well, that seems Roman Catholic. But I had a professor at the seminary one time when I was having surgery come in, and he anointed me with oil and spoke a Bible verse over my head. And at that moment, I found profound peace. I had comfort. I wasn't afraid of the surgery that was about to come anymore. It was really weird and really strange. But also at the same time, it was very comforting. St. James, in our reading for today, says, if anyone is sick, have them call the church, have them call the elders, and have them anointed with oil. Somebody once asked me, why do you anoint with oil? In fact, on my keychain, I carry anointing oil wherever I go. And very often when I visit people in the hospitals, I'll anoint them with oil. Or if I'm with somebody who's a dying, I'll anoint them with oil. And they'll say, well, why do you do that? And I said, well, simply, God says to do it. Sounds like a simple answer, doesn't it? But God says, anoint the sick person with oil, and they will be well. I have found that one of the great things that Lutheranism has lost is its sense of spirituality. And spirituality is a very beautiful thing. And anointing with oil is one of those spirituality things that I hope that really comes back into our church body. It isn't magical. It isn't mystical. It isn't something that is meant to be, ooh, look at me, I'm going to heaven, which we are going to heaven, but not because of oil. You see, the anointing reminds us of our baptism. When we were baptized, the cross was placed upon our forehead and upon our heart to mark us as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. When I anoint you with oil, I make a sign of a cross with the oil on your forehead in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, which puts us in mind of our baptism. You see, it's in our baptism where we find our greatest comfort. It's in our baptism where we find our greatest hope, because it's in our baptism where salvation came to us. Our sins were washed away. Our sins were destroyed. Sin, death, and the devil lost its grip on us. It no longer has hold over us, because in baptism, we became children of God. And that is our very identity. When God looks at us, he no longer sees our sinfulness, he sees Jesus himself. When God looks at us, he sees love and redeemed children. Children that are on their way to heaven. Children that even now have a mansion being prepared for them, because he loves us so very much. Anointing is a very powerful thing. Because indeed, anytime we can be pointed directly to our baptism, it's a very powerful thing. And so today, you have the opportunity to come forward and to pray with me for anything you wish to pray over, and to be anointed with oil in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to put you in mind of your baptism, to bless you as it blessed me when I laid in a hospital bed, to remind you of the goodness of the Lord, to remind you of the love of our Lord, to remind you that that you are God's child. It's funny that the Isaiah passage mentions oil of gladness, because that's the oil I use. It's called the oil of gladness. And I buy it. It's quite expensive. And let me tell you the oil that I use. The oil I use is frankincense and myrrh oil. How many of you heard of frankincense and myrrh before? When was frankincense and myrrh mentioned in the Bible? The wise men brought it to Jesus, right? Well, the reason they brought it to Jesus is Jesus was a king. As you see, frankincense and myrrh back in the Bible times were very expensive and only used for kings and rich people and wise men, because they were the only ones who could afford it. You see, taking a bath wasn't a very wise thing in the water, because the water was dirty. So they would use the frankincense and myrrh oil to cleanse their bodies and to make themselves smell good. And that's what it was used for. So I tell you, the reason that I use frankincense and myrrh oil is because you are royalty. Because of your baptism, you are heirs to the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven belongs to you. Do you know that? Do you really know that? The kingdom of heaven belongs to you. The whole kingdom. All of God's riches, all of his grace, all of his love, the entire kingdom belongs to you, because you are heirs to the throne of God as his children. And so frankincense and myrrh oil is for royalty. And you, my brothers and sisters, because of Jesus, are royalty. And the oil of gladness will definitely be upon you. And one of the other benefits to this oil is it smells pretty good, I think. And the smell will linger all day. And that's not a very bad thing, because as you go through your day and you smell the oil, you'll be reminded once again of your baptism. What a beautiful thing to be reminded of our baptism. So that's what we're going to do today, and I pray that it's a blessing to you.